Right. Start me off then, Peter. Where were you born?
Dalton in Furness. At Tunnel Cottages, Dalton in Furness, in 1913. I'm a March Hare, in what I said. And then we went to Lindell in Furness. We lived there till I was 13. You know Lindell in Furness? And then there was no work, so they went down there to work in pits, coal pits. And I used to go down to coal pits, and there was no work. I couldn't get a job. I'd have probably been down pony driving. They lived ponies down, you know. And his brother had two, three brothers in there, and four brothers in there. And Bill was on top, on screens, you know. And two others were down. And my brother George helped us in Upton pit. Upton, have you heard of Upton?
No.
Upton. And Pontyflat. There's a pit called Prince of Wales there.
Yeah.
Pontyflat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I went from farm to farm, you see. I stopped a year and a year or two. And then I was at John Dixon's at Borwick's farm. And then I got hired to Frankie Rigg at Wellmow. Right. You know Wellmow?
And what did they pay you in those days? How much did they pay you?
How much did they pay? £3 somewhat, I think. £4. No, it wasn't a lot. You poor money. Poor money. And then I went to Georgia and some mill. I went there and they were skinny lot. Very skinny men, yet there's all sorts among them, you know. There's some are all right and some. And I went from there and I worked at Moore's at Houghton Thwaite Farm. It was the best place ever. They certainly liked their own.
Yeah.
I was one of them. Went in there, you were one of them, and a good group of them. Have you stopped the thin turnip? You know what thinning turnips? On your hands and knees.
Yeah.
And then you stop the thin turnips to fetch you something out to eat and a can of tea. Aye. I got from there and I went on to Olcott Estates.
Oh, yes.
I was on there, I wanted Edge and the Waller, so I was dry walling, you know, on Edge Lane. I like Edge Lane. And I had that Edge out there for passing. And then they've letting it grow up again. It was nice, you know, nice and low. She didn't want it doing, though. I like edging. I've done a lot of edging and dry walling. And then I was on there 5 years, I think, and we were said to cut saw trees down with crossbow, you know, on your knees. It was hard work. And then I used to do edges down there and walls up like them when I wasn't.
So how old were you then, Peter?
Oh, heck. You're asking me something.
Would you be 30s or?
No, I wouldn't. I would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was on there 4 or 5 years, and then I went on council, on county council, and I got a roller driver. I was on that's why I'm there, specialists tell me.
Yeah.
Noisy job, there's no moves. They didn't care about you as long as you worked.
Yeah.
You were only a number.
Yeah.
If they'd give me moves, I'd have been all right.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to go now, the hospital about me.
Yeah.
Aye. And that's where I ended up on council, and I was rolling. Have you been up Rhino's Pass?
Yes.
Well, I went up with that roller twice in day, 12 ton. Two of us up Rhino's Pass, and I reversed all the way down from top. It's safer reversing that weight. Two of us. There's some gummers out. That's another bad deal. There's a lot of bad deals around.
When you say roller, you're talking about a roller on the road surface.
Yeah, chair mat and mat belt and chippings.
Yes.
Was that
a steam one, steam engine or?
It was a diesel.
Diesel, right.
I never was on steamers, they'd gone. But they were queer tackle, you know, they could spin and slide. I've seen me sometimes driving onto a low load rope planks and one slipped off and one day I was rolling and I jumped out of gear and I slapped my foot down and no brake, and it went backwards, downhill backwards. I couldn't hold it, it went and tipped over. There were three of us did that just about that time. They weren't well maintained, you know, and you'd only have bammed around one wheel for your brake. I was telling them that.
Where were you living then, Peter? Where did you live then?
Oh, I lived at Pitgrath.
Right.
Then days, aye. Yeah.
Were you still single?
Oh, no. I was married when I went to Pitt Fair.
Right.
1941.
Right.
And I said, love is blind and marriage is eye-opener. So, I'm born at Dome. Brought up at Lindin Furnace. I've been about a bit. And there's some bad ales. There was three of us run away backwards and tipped up rollers. And they didn't care about it, you know. We were rolling down Alifate Road. Look where Alifate Road, and we're finished, and he said, we're going up to Alifate or somewhere. Go up what they call that?
Jack's Hill, or?
Comes off Flunkwell Road, up to Alifate. Steve, not that much.
Jack's Hill?
No, I went up there.
Yeah.
And boss was carrying on and sending the fella up there with no brakes.
Yeah.
Had no brakes, but to keep out of the road. No, what they call it. You know when you go up Templin?
Yes.
It's crossroads where you turn from over. Down that road.
Yeah, another one you mean.
Steep.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I come up there, get up there, he said. I've got so far, it's very steep. And I just stopped. Like that, you see. Well, nobody with me. So I have to back down and go round. See, and it's somebody there with me, I shoveled them, put a bit of grit up there. They pulled the pin out. There's a big pin. Big thick pin in the one wheel, and you pull it out while it's spinning, turn it and shove it back, and then you're driving with both wheels, you see, and you know, like. I'll tell you, where's another up over from Tarver over to Broughton, up to that quarry, that's a steep hill.
So how long did you have that job then, Peter?
Just over 20 years, 23
really?
Years.
Yeah. So when did you start your family?
Well, Jones, what, 50-something? 54, I think. And then I was rolling off out at Newlands, just going into Ulverston. And just, my back went, arthritis. And I managed to get stopped, and I got hold of the wheel, and I didn't move. And they come and got me out. And Harry Barnby said, they sent me home on it with a mobile compressor, a madman on it. He was mad. And Harry said, they couldn't have sent a worse man with me. And he was rhyming away and off. And when I got home, the wife wasn't in. And I couldn't undress myself. And they took me to Lancaster. And they x-rayed me. And the specialist, he showed the looking to the doctor. He said, look at that plate. He said, look at them gaps. He said, we can't do anything for you, mister. We'll only strap you up. He said, it's hard work back. I said, well, I've worked hard all my life. He said, we know, and we can tell by your plate. And they set me up to keep me going. And he said, tell them you have to have two courses, but they wouldn't give me two. And that's what's up with me now. You see, it ain't terrible pain. On my knees, on my spine. I'm on 12 pills. Anyway, I had to go to see Dr. I went to Barra for x-ray, Stanley Street, and I had to go to see my doctor about results. And she told him I have to go again on Monday night to see her. She talked about getting a specialist on. But I don't know what he can do if others can't do it. Because they said they didn't do it, it's too risky. But I have a very bad chest. I was in hospital and they wired me a bad chest. I didn't go in with that when I got it. So I've been about a bit, and then it was hard work at farms, you know. Your back was never straight. No, I'm on the rough time. And I like engine. You know engine?
Yes.
Looks
yes.
All right when it's done.
Yeah.
I was edging to Morrison's with it. I was at Milthorpe there.
Oh, yeah.
In the cottage there, and when the roof edging took me down to see it. And and I did it, and you always put the barbed wire up, you know, about a yard away to keep stock off. Well, Bob went with me, his lad, and we got this barbed wire up, post and wire, and then the old farmer come. Well, he said, they've made a good job of that, lad, I think we'll leave that wire. That's on somebody else's land, I know. Well, that's how near they are. You always put the barbed. Now, when I went, my niece went to Stank to live, and my sister lives with her, she was 90 in November. And there's an orchard in it, and I laid the edge for them. And the farmer said, that's been a good job, lad, I'll put wire up. Different again. I was on somebody else's land or not.
Yeah.
Now, what is there in the yard? Only nettles growing. I was telling him about having dinner one day at farm and having hot pot. And the boss said, after dinner, let them go and muck 30 rows. Give them plenty of the hungry devils. I said, they are hungry devils, they've gone with meat out of the hot pot. One day once, he said, I'm going off today. I won't be back to milk, you'll have to do it yourself. He said, there's some wool gaps in that fair feed one for you up. And there's a few rounds of ploughing to finish and a few yards edging to finish. And in bottom yard, there's some cow foals want looking out. I said, all right, boss, then I'll shift now. He said, there is no snow. I said, there will be when I've done all them jobs. I was telling Foster that he has a shop at Kent Mount Road, green grocers. And he has a store at Douglas, and I used to go in with his tentacles, like he said, isn't he? Oh.
Tell me more about Cartmore. Tell me more about Cartmore,
well,
Peter. How many people were living in Cartmore?
Eh?
How many people were living in Cartmore?
I don't know.
It wasn't as big as it is now. Was it as big as it is now?
Was it?
Were there as many people then as there are now?
Well, I don't know, I would say so.
Mm.
There's one or two. They keep coming and going.
Mm. Mm.
But we had to go and sweep village up every week, you know.
Mm.
We hand cart and they don't bother now.
Yeah.
And we had to go, when snow was on, we had to clean all snow footpaths and salt them.
Yep.
They don't bother now. And then we had to go out through night, you know, in snow. Mm. And give them a shouting up on the door and you had to go out. I've seen me salting that fell at midnight, off the heaps.
Yeah.
Aye. And I went, I was, 21st birthday, I was clubbing with a pair of shire horses at Burton in Home, Court Green Farm. Aye, birthday.
Yeah.
There was some Frankie Rig there, they wouldn't pay. Our union said, it's the worst area there is for pay and conditions. But they won't pay. Frankie Rig, it was mean. Jordy Ayer was an old. I have a photo of